10. Ecology. Listen to a discussion in an ecology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Now, both of the relationships we'll talk about involve two species that are in direct contact. To begin, who can tell us what parasitism is?
It's when one organism literally lives off of another one. Oh, and the animal that the parasite lives off of is harmed while the parasite benefits.
Good. You just covered the two points that I would have used to describe a parasite.
I almost want to compare a parasite to a regular predator. I mean, I guess it's different because the parasite is usually smaller than the host, whereas a predator is usually larger than its prey. But I guess that's mostly off topic. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's a very interesting observation. And along with that, I'd also like to point out that some parasites work from the inside, while others do their damage from outside. So, can anybody give an example of a parasitic relationship in nature?
How about ticks? They attach to animals and feed on their blood for sustenance.
That's a great example. I know that most people think that the world would be better off without them, but even parasites have a role in nature.
Really? So, what are ticks good for?
Well, like they help control populations of species that could do a lot of damage to an ecosystem if their numbers weren't kept low. Uh-oh, we're kind of running short on time. Maybe we should move on to mutualism. Definition, anyone?
Isn't it just like the opposite of parasitism?
Not quite. I mean, you're not wrong, but I'm looking for an answer that goes a step further than that. Why don't you describe the characteristics of a mutual interaction?
It involves two species interacting, except that instead of one bringing harm to another, they both sort of mutually benefit, right?
Good. In which ways can a species benefit from this kind of interaction?
They can use each other for protection. I remember reading about birds that would eat the flies and insects off of rhinoceroses. Obviously, going around with a rhino offers the bird some protection. But the bird also makes loud noises when there is a predator around, so it helps the rhino protect itself, too.
Great example.
1. What does the student imply when he says this?
I almost want to compare a parasite to a regular predator. I mean, I guess it's different because the parasite is usually smaller than the host, whereas a predator is usually larger than its prey.
Two. What does the professor imply when she says this?
I know that most people think that the world would be better off without them, but even parasites have a role in nature.
Three. Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
Definition, anyone?
Isn't it just like the opposite of parasitism?
Not quite. I mean, you're not wrong, but I'm looking for an answer that goes a step further than that.
What does the professor imply when she says this?
But I'm looking for an answer that goes a step further than that.